Northwest Airlines is trying to trim costs and become more competitive by selling more of its tickets over the internet. It's charging air travelers an extra fee for buying tickets from a person. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Beginning today, Northwest Airlines will charge customers an extra $5 for a ticket booked through a telephone reservation center, $10 for a domestic ticket purchased at an airport ticket counter. The nation's fourth largest carrier says it hopes to save $70 million by getting more customers to buy tickets off its internet website. Richard Abulafia, an independent industry analyst at the Teal Group, says getting more people to buy tickets off the web is a good idea, but the way Northwest is doing it isn't very smart, adding you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar.
If you give people an incentive to use online booking, say some extra frequent flyer miles or anything like that, you'll do an awful lot more good and no harm. Whereas if you suddenly start charging them for talking to a human, they're going to resent that.
5 years ago, Delta Airlines tried to add a $2 fee for a round-trip ticket that wasn't booked on their website. Customers complained. Delta withdrew the fee 2 weeks later. Northwest is adopting another change aimed at cutting its ticket distribution costs. Travel agents often use computerized systems like Sabre to book flights, and the airlines incur a cost. Beginning September 1st, Northwest will make travel agents, including Stephen Damashek, pay a portion of the airline's bill.
It's not unusual for the airlines to try to dig into the travel agent's pocket, but since they have zeroed out the commissions, we are now paid nothing for selling Northwest Airlines tickets. They're exacerbating the problem by then asking us to pay for tickets that we issue through our computer system at the travel agency.
Northwest's new fee was immediately condemned by Sabre, which says the airline's action runs contrary to an agreement between it and the carrier. Sabre is now displaying Northwest flights less prominently in its listings and will no longer give the airline certain discounts. And that prompted Northwest to file suit against Sabre for breach of contract. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.